Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Well, I hope we don't run into an invoicing problem here. I went to break like a minute early, so Dregs is on a minute earlier than usual. I hope you can donate that extra time with us today, Dregs. It's great to see you.
Hey, you too. You too. And by the way, I was surprised, not shocked, when Jeff sent me the text, the guys are in the break, and it was like 12:26, and I'm like, pardon? I'm not ready yet.
Well, you look more than ready, and I think the league, based on some of the deals we've seen already, you know, waiver claims and my smaller deals, are we opening up for more change, more chaos a little earlier than usual, in your opinion?
Like trade chaos you're talking about, that sort of thing? Well, potentially, yes. I mean, it's not unusual, as we talk about this every year on the show, but it's not unusual when you come out of the Hall of Fame weekend after the NHL general managers gather, which they did on Tuesday, to expect that there is more trade chatter. And that's 100% what's going on now. And, you know, then you look at teams that are getting a little itchy, and that includes the Buffalo Sabres. You know, Kevin Adams doesn't love the inconsistency of the Sabres right now. And he likes his team overall, but he's most definitely willing to listen to the calls that are coming in. You know, teams are calling on Bo Byram. Well, it doesn't make sense for the Sabres to trade Bo Byram right now. I mean, he's such an incredible piece and useful to the team. Contractually, when you get in the second half later in the year, see how it all plays out. But it's too early for that. Nor is Adams interested in trading any of his young top NHL talent, right? So what does that leave you with? It leaves you with a prospect pool. Maybe there's a piece or two in there that potentially could be in play. It leaves you with other contract guys, you know, either on expiring deals or deals that are getting into the 1-2 year remaining sort of scenario. So he's listening. He's most definitely interested in listening, but nothing front burner. And I would extend that to a couple of other teams, obviously the Nashville Predators, and then by extension, likely the Pittsburgh Penguins as well.
Well, you talk about the Penguins, they traded Lars Eller away.
Yeah,
that tells me two things. One, Washington is saying, you know what, we're ahead of where we want to be, and now we got to add a piece that's going to help us on our depth. But the biggest big spotlight is Pittsburgh and what's happening, and are they looking at moving on from some of the big guys? You know, talk's even out there. Is Crosby going to play his whole career in Pittsburgh? I think he will, but. You know, so where's Dubas at? I saw him and Spezza in Buffalo for the Montreal game last Monday afternoon. So I think they're looking around, but it looks to me like Pittsburgh is ready to maybe rebuild.
Yeah, it's hard to use that strong of an R word. Renovation maybe is a better fit. I mean, it's pretty obvious. But doesn't that also tell you, though, I think most of us were surprised when Kyle Dubas, not that he went to Pittsburgh after leaving Toronto, but the 7-year contract that he got, and you're sitting there going, GMs don't get 7-year contracts. They just don't. But I think that Kyle wisely did a good job of selling to the Fenway Group, ownership of the Penguins, what they were facing. So he takes the job. They're coming out of a disappointing year. They don't make the playoffs. And he goes into ad mode. You know, I'm thinking of who? Smith, Carlson, Achari. You know, there are other pieces that he brought in to kind of build around the Hall of Famers. And it didn't go as they had hoped, so he moved some of those pieces out. I think he's keen on doing that right now. What might expedite the rebuild is the fact that the giant red flag is this team can't protect leads. They just can't. They're not doing that this year. They didn't do it last year. So how do you rebuild when you've got Crosby, Malkin, and Chris Letang? Really, really challenging. And I mean, you're not trading those guys unless those guys come to you and say, all right, this isn't how I envision ending my career, so I'm willing to go to Team X. Well, that probably isn't going to happen. If it ever happens, it likely isn't going to happen until the offseason. But Dubas is trying to acquire young pieces. Again, young NHL players, prospects, or draft picks where he can build a brighter future in Pittsburgh beyond the days of Crosby, Malkin, and Letang.
They got a bunch of no-trade clauses, too, in Pittsburgh that they have to deal with. Like, I'm looking at, you know, on the back end, there's some no-trade. Like are we, and GM's meeting are going to happen and all of that. You know, what are GMs looking at when it comes to changing some of the contracts, either some of the parameters or even some of that no-trade protection that they seem to give out, and then they realize later, oh, I shouldn't have done that because now I'm stuck with it?
They give it out, but I mean, how many guys actually strongly adhere to it? They do. You know, it depends on the location, the destination where, you know, the general manager comes and says, hey, I know this team is on your no-fly list, but, you know, given our circumstance, the fact that that's a playoff-worthy team, are you interested in considering lifting the no-move or the no-trade? Those conversations are age-old. That happens. So I don't think that, you know, you're ever going to entirely take that leverage away from the player. I know you're not. And Pierre LeBrun talked about this earlier this week on Insider Trading on TSN, the discussion on limiting maximum contracts. I don't know what that is. You know, do you lower it from 7 or 8 years down to 6, 5? They're a long way from that. And that has to be collectively bargained with the Players Association. Yeah. But, you know, I can just tell you that this November meeting of general managers, of course, we have to report on it. All it is, they sit there and the NHL goes through all of its business updates. Hockey operations talks about this, talks about this, talks about this. The GMs basically have no conversation, discussion, or debate in that meeting. It's not invited. It's just an update meeting and to give them homework assignments, which they did, by the way, to get them ready for the March meeting when you are talking about meaningful change.
So it's a meeting about a meeting? They are having a meeting about another meeting that's going to be another meeting later down the road?
Well, I honestly, and I'm not kicking sand at the feet of Colin Campbell, Hall of Famer now, or the NHL in general. But the more meaningful meeting was the one that they had at Real Sports adjacent to Scotiabank Arena after the meeting where they all went there, most of them anyway, to have a couple of beverages and watch their teams play. So those face-to-face meetings are probably why we're talking about Kevin Adams and Pittsburgh and what the Nashville Predators might be looking for.
Yeah, what do you think the Predators are going to do?
I mean, open for business for sure, and I know that's cliche.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
But they're interested. Hold on a second.
We came on too early this morning. You didn't have time to get your coffee or your water. We surprised you with a little early to break, Duffer. You were late to the break.
No, The problem is, aside from the fact that I have a chronic cough, which I'm not dying, by the way. I'm okay. I go to the hot water and lemon.
Yep.
And I think the lemon actually makes it worse. It doesn't help me. It just irritates. So,
yeah, but it tastes better. It tastes better than just hot water. Is not good to drink. Very.
No, I got to put some honey in there. Honey is supposed to be soothing. What are the predators looking for? I had this conversation with Barry Trotz last week after, the radio interview he did where he talked about rebuild. Well, yes. It was a poor choice of word, which he acknowledged, but rebuild in the sense of, maybe giving his younger guys more opportunity, because it's pretty clear, even with Stamkos, Brady Shea, Jonathan Marchessault, so they're not, at least at this point, a playoff-worthy team. So bring those young guys into the mix, or the guys he already have playing at the NHL level, give them more responsibility. So when he's looking at the trade market, he's looking at age-sensitive guys that maybe do have some NHL experience, but they're going to fit in the push moving forward. He's not talking about, going down the road of trying to convince Stamkos to leave or any of the guys that he recently brought in.
Okay. The Sabres had a coach's challenge for a hand pass against Montreal on Monday. Lindy Ruff said it was a bad challenge on my part. And look, they were kind of scrambling. They took a chance. I didn't mind the challenge. It went off Madison's glove, but it wasn't a hand pass.
Yeah.
Last night in Toronto, we had three challenges. I think that one of them was clear to me, the goalie interference on Joseph Woll. It was contact inside the crease. It was little contact. That's clear. The other two, Lawrence's kick was not very clear, and Matthew Nyes's high stick wasn't very clear either. I actually think that Matthew Nyes should have been a good goal. Dregs, hear me out here. I think when we do a high stick challenge, like replay or a challenge or whatever, a review, we should go backwards. Starts from the puck in the net and work backwards and see where the puck actually leaves the stick. Because when we look at first, we see Nyes, the stick's pretty high, but he knocks the puck down. And when he knocks it down, I feel like the puck is below the crossbar.
Yeah.
So yeah. I think we should go backwards. But anyway, that was pretty controversial in that game. It was a tight game and there was some controversial calls go both ways.
Yeah, and obviously Craig Berube, acknowledged his disapproval post-game, after the come-from-mind overtime win by the Maple Leafs. And he specifically identified the Lorenz goal that was called back. But my interpretation of the rule is the puck was propelled in. And when we think of the puck being propelled in, normally it's in a kicking motion. It's with the skate. But that doesn't apply to just the kick or the skate. It does apply to the hand, to the arm, to a leg.
And, to the head. You can't headbutt a puck in the net. Like, that's propelling a puck in the net.
Exactly that. So, maybe Berube needed to be reminded of that rule prior to doing his media avail. But I know the feedback I got last night when I asked was pretty clear. But I kind of teased a homework assignment earlier, which is it runs hand in hand with the coach's challenge. And in fact, there were four reviews. There were three challenges, four reviews in that Toronto-Washington game. So this wasn't debatable. It wasn't even discussed, but it was thrown in there with the hockey operations presentation on Tuesday to the GMs. They want all GMs to go away and talk to their coaches, monitor all challenges between now and the March meetings in Florida, and bring ideas on how that decision-making process should either be expanded or shrunk. I can't imagine there's going to be too many general managers that go, no, let's add more voices to this. Let's expand it. Let's take all the time in the world to get this done.
Yeah.
I think the ideas will be more around how do we shrink it? And most that I've talked about, I haven't pulled all general managers, most like the idea of a time limitation on the challenge. If you can't determine good goal versus bad goal in 2 minutes or less, then you're going to find whatever evidence it is that you're looking for if you're expanding that review process to 5 minutes. I mean, we can all probably find something. And their worry is, the league's worry, okay, well, if we in the media find it after the fact, and there is evidence that shows it should have been a goal versus it shouldn't have been a goal, then they're going to get beat up by all of us in the media. Okay. I mean, the refs have been beaten up by media forever, and the fans, they just... I think there were 13 minutes, 14 minutes extended to that Toronto-Washington game on a Wednesday night because of video review. So I'm looking forward to the March meeting and some of the ideas that these managers have.
Duffer, you may remember, Dad, but wasn't it in the finals last year, Edmonton, that there was an offside, but they didn't get the camera look until the very last. They were ready to make their decision, said, no, it's a good goal. And then they got the last Jumbotron look, and they were able to. So it's hard to have the call be 100% true or right if you don't have all aspect of it in the time frame that you need it. That's what the challenge will be, because Duffer and I are going to go in the intermission 25 minutes later and say, we found an angle that clearly showed that it should or shouldn't have been a goal, but they need it really quickly.
Well, I get that. But again, we work and live in a world of the highest technology. You know, why doesn't the situation room or, you know, every building has NHL supervisors in that building in a video review room? Like, why can't they get the same access that you would have or Duffer would have or I would have when we're doing regional games? I mean, it should be automatic. All camera angles funnel through the National Hockey League. Decide if they miss it at that level in the situation room, which it's they wouldn't, them. Then that's on them.
I will say, I think they got it right as to the new wrinkle this year with puck over the glass.
Yeah, I agree.
Because by making it a potential 5-on-3,
yes,
if you're wrong, they knew nobody's gonna challenge unnecessarily here. So what we're seeing is, I think, less debate on these types of plays and just play forward. So good for them. I think they got it right.
Well, and you know what, Duffer, that brings an interesting point. Like, one thing that the National Hockey League has gotten really good at is admitting that they don't know everything. And so when they tweak a rule or they throw out the rule book, if there's something that requires further discussion, then that's what they do. And if they need to overhaul, then that's what they do. And that's a classic example. And, you know, that's why that March meeting is so important. It's because they're looking for the unusual or they're looking for the egregious, but sometimes it's neither. It's just an area that needs to be tweaked a little bit further.
So to recap your appearance here, early appearance on Sabres Live on Thursday, lots of trades going to happen in next week. The video challenge reviews is going to be completely overhauled, and the Predators and the Pittsburgh Penguins are rebuilding. That's basically what we're saying, right?
Oh, boy, yeah. I shouldn't even speak, because back in the day when we were all doing radio, and we still do some of it, we would call that getting radioed. That'll be the headline. Dreger says, full scale fire sale in Pittsburgh. The NHL is a disaster. Coach's challenge is going to be abolished. Yeah, I can see it coming.
Okay, I'm being sarcastic. It was great, though, getting a lot of information from you, Dregs, today. So that's awesome. You look good in your shirt and
I know.
And jacket,
a suit
too. Suit for us today. That's a first.
Hey, Dregs, is there one other team, though, that is of interest for you this year? And it could be for any reason that you think is, you know, should garner some more attention. I don't know. Like, we talk every day about everything. And I think sometimes maybe we miss some big stories along the way. I was just curious. So.
Yeah. I mean, I guess if I play a little bit of the role of captain obvious, I look at the Edmonton Oilers and I think they've more or less remedied a slowish start. But it just feels that there's still something missing there. Like, there's pieces that aren't. And I mean, it's pretty obvious when you look at their defense that's an area that Stan Bowman is going to have to look at. And most believe that it's going to need to be addressed. They don't play with the same level of speed. Aside from Connor McDavid, they don't play with the same level of speed that we saw them, you know, play through to Game 7 in the Stanley Cup Final. So we'll see, but I would expect that Edmonton will try and get some work done.
I'll make a bold prediction on the Oilers. Between now and the March trade deadline, they will acquire a goalie. I think they are not trusting what they have right now, and it's not a lot of money. They could send Calvin Pickard to the minors,
eat
the $1 million. He's not going to cost them anything, and Stuart Skinner's 2.6. It's not like they are putting a lot of money on the bench. I think the Oilers are going to get a goalie.
All right, well, then tell that to everybody who keeps saying Stu Skinner is going to be on the on the Canadian Four Nations team. So
that was yesterday. Today is different. Today is very different. And tomorrow will be different again. I've got Cam Talbot now as my starter.
Of course you do. Of course you do.
All right, Drex. Thank you so much. We'll see you again next week.
Okay, guys. Thank you. And Duffer, get well.
Thank you. I am well. I just sound like crap. Hardship of doing this business on a daily basis. We're back after this on Sabres Live.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.